gentlemen, welcome to class number 88 of the Ramp to the Highway of Success course for young men. I am your instructor for this course and the author of The Essence, national best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Men, also an Amazon.com bestseller and a Dallas Morning News bestseller. We're using that book as the text and its study guide to guide you through the course. The study guide was developed with the help of Jamie McCallum, MD of Truett Theological Seminary, Charles Garrett, MD of Southwestern Theological Seminary, and now my son, Daniel White IV, who is out on his own now, and now my youngest son, Daniel Ezekiel White, who is in his third year of college. My son Daniel White IV graduated from college and is doing quite well. And like my oldest daughter, Danny White, my second oldest daughter, Danita White, and my oldest son, they are all honoring their father. They are doing well themselves, even in the plague pandemic, the coronavirus plague pandemic, and combined send over $1,000 a month in honor of their father and to help him in the ministry. And I am so honored and so thankful that I raised my children according to biblical principles. By the way, I did not ask them to do that. By the way, you know they don't have to do that. They do that on their own on a monthly basis. In fact, this past week was my birthday, and I told them that you don't need to worry about sending me anything or doing anything for me, because you have made over several years each month a Father's Day and a birthday month for me, and I am just so thrilled about that. I'm so thankful that my children love me like that and respect me like that and respect what I do like that. It's a tremendous blessing, and I share that with you partly because I want you to be that kind of young man, and I want your children to respect you like that when they leave home. It's just a great blessing. This course is for all young men, but especially for young black men and young men of color, as they call them today, who oftentimes have a difficult journey in this great country called America. I call this class the Ramp to the Highway of Success course because my goal is to get you on the ramp, the right ramp, to go on to the highway of life and do your thing that God wants you to do. I believe as a man, you ought to be able to make it from there. Out of respect for you, in other words, as a young man, my job is to get you on the ramp and point you in the right direction, not to tell you all of the details once you get onto the highway of success. With God, you can do great things for His glory and for your good and for the good of others. Let's pray, gentlemen. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for our times together. And we pray that eternal work is being done in all of our hearts. Lord, I remember, even though I graduated from other universities, I remember being on the campuses of Morehouse, preaching your gospel, sharing the gospel, preaching your word at Clark Atlanta University, preaching your holy word. In that whole general area, visiting the Central Library, passing out gospel tracts and preaching your holy word to the young men and women on that collective group of colleges. And how you put in my heart how that even these Morehouse men and Clark Atlanta University men and before it started having problems the university that is adjacent to these other universities, I'm picturing it in my mind's eye right now. Started having accreditation problems that belong to the AME, I believe, church. Before those days when things seemed to be thriving, Lord, you put a burden in my heart for these young men, even though they were Morehouse men and men from that circle. And you began to work in my heart on how I needed to write a book to help them and guide them. And that book turned out to become a national bestseller, The Letters to Young Black Men, which is still selling to this day. Hundreds of thousands of young men have read this book on this journey called life. And I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for that. And then, Lord, later you led me to do what I'm doing now in teaching this and trying to help men and women. There's a class for women too where as a fatherly figure that you have made me to be, which I never sought to be, to guide thousands of young men and young women up on the ramp to the highway of success in life. And I am so thrilled, as I mentioned earlier, that I was able to do that with my own children. They're all on the well on the highway of success in life, and I'm so happy for them, proud of them. And I give you all of the glory, the praise, and the honor. The plan that you gave me, the vision you gave me, coming out of a family that came out of Jim Crow and slavery and family, never guided by your holy word. You chose me and the family to turn things around and to point us in the right direction. And what you led me to write, which many people don't understand, what you led me to write in my 20s has worked. And everybody, every young black man, every young black woman, if they would do what you led me to write, they will save themselves a world of trouble and a whole lot of time, and then get on down the road much quicker than most people. Through wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the power of your Holy Spirit, and the power of your Holy Word. And so, Lord, help these young men to understand that, to put you first, to pray to you, to read your Holy Word, to not get caught up in sin, to make sure that they are saved, born again, filled with your Holy Spirit, and they're moving forward in their lives. Glorify your holy name in their lives as you've done it in my life and in the lives now of my children who are grown, three of them who are grown and on their way. Four more coming, doing it the biblical way. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and forsake. Amen. This lesson, beloved, is titled On Your Relationship with Your Daughter, Part 2. Number 5, teach her the things of the Lord so that when she grows up and has to face the world alone, she will already know to lean on the Lord. My oldest daughter, Daniela Danny White, who has 4 degrees in her 20s and is working on her PhD now, has 2 major jobs that she has helped become multi-million dollar companies, both of them, and she has her own businesses as well. Before she was 30 years old, she bought a mansion and as a single woman with her sister living with her. I cannot be more proud of them. And I want the same thing for you, but you got to do it a certain way. You have to do it God's way. But anyway, with all of her grand success by the grace of God, and she credits the Lord, she prays every day, reads her Bible every day, listens to her father read the Bible, and she writes her younger sisters, and to this day tells them to put the Lord first. Look to the Lord. The Lord has great things for you. And she has already lived it. And she is only 30 years old. I know that you're wondering where she's at, but I'm not going to tell you. Number 6. Tell her you love her often. One of the greatest gifts that a father can give his daughter is a sense of love, belonging, and security. The relationship between you and your daughter can be a tremendous blessing, as it should be. Do your part to make it happen, even in her teen years and her young adult years, when she's going through all kinds of changes. You make sure, no matter how mean she may act to you sometimes, to tell her, I love you. Good night, I love you. Good morning, I love you. My children don't know anything other than that. When I married my wife, even before the children came, I taught my wife. When we get up in the morning, we say, good morning, I love you. When we go to bed at night, same thing. And when we depart, especially, we say, bye. Even if you're mad, bye, I love you. And you need to stay firm with that. Dr. Joseph Addison said, certain is it that there is no kind of affection so purely angelic as of a father to a daughter. In love to our wives there is desire, to our sons ambition and conquering, but to our daughters there is something which there are no words to express. And that is true. Saint Jerome said, let your daughter have, first of all, the book of Psalms for holiness of heart, and be instructed in the Proverbs of Solomon for her godly life. Theodore Hesburgh said, the most important thing that a father can do for his children is to love their mother. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue lessons in our next class. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise you and I thank you for giving me many daughters that I was able to include in the book, Letters to Young Black Women. And I thank you so much for hearing and answering my prayers and leading them to follow my instructions and to do so well in life because of it. And now, Lord, you are leading me and have led me to impart this wisdom and knowledge and understanding and insight that you gave me to them and to new people and to people that I will never meet, who are my sons and daughters as well, by your power, your grace, and your might. But more importantly, they are your sons and daughters, especially if they are saved. If someone under the sound of my voice is not saved today, we pray that you'll help them to hear this gospel message and get saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. In closing today, dear friend, you might recall I said in the past, and I'll say it again, Tony Dungy, the first black coach to win the Super Bowl and the host of NBC's Sunday Night Football, said, you are never going to get anywhere in sports or in life until you become convinced of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You may become a professional athlete or have fame and nice cars and nice houses and a lot of money, but what you'll find is that all of that stuff goes away pretty quickly. You have to understand that Christ died for our sins and that he died not just to be our Savior, but so that he could be the center of our lives. Now, like many of you, I grew up in a very religious and church-going family. And during that time, I often heard the phrase, being saved. Now, much of what the church people I grew up around said being saved was back then, especially in my community, is wrong, according to the Bible. I wrote an article about it titled On Being Saved in Black America, which is available for you to read free of charge on our website at gospellightsociety.com. Right now, I want to share with you very briefly what the Bible says being saved really is. First, understand, dear friend, that you need to be saved because you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, understand that a horrible punishment, that is, eternal hell, awaits those who are not saved. In Matthew 25:41, Jesus Christ said that God will say to those who are not saved, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Third, realize that God loves you very much and wants to save you from hell. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to be saved from hell today and be guaranteed a home in heaven when you die, simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and you shall be saved. Simply believe in Jesus Christ, that he died, was buried, and rose from the dead for your sins and for mine and the entire world's. And then call upon him in prayer and ask him to save your soul, and he will save you. If he can save me, he can save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou, you shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the most important decision you will ever make in your life. Dear friend, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, I'll see you for our next class. God bless you.